seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the seventh divinely appointed imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, it is interesting to know that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the testamentary trustee and he was the seventh divinely appointed successor, vice-regent, imam of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the testamentary trustee and the only successor of the sixth divinely appointed imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. It is interesting, but we find in the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam that he went through great ordeals, difficulties, trials, tribulations, troublesome afflictions, and it was not limited to these. Matter of fact, Imam al-Kazim was held hostage in prisons. He was put through pain and torture. And it can be said that he was very much like the Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam, in his devotions, his piety, and his asceticism. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام ليس منا من لم يحاسب نفسه في كل يوم فإن عمل خيرا استزاد الله منها وحمد الله عليه وإن عمل شيئا شرا استغفر الله وتاب إليه.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, "The one who does not take account of himself every single day is not one of us. And when he performs a good deed, he should ask Allah to enable him to do more. And when he commits an evil deed, he must seek Allah's forgiveness and repent for it."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's a blessing to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, when we talk about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, this divinely appointed imam from the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, we find that the divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, spoke about certain things about life. He, of course, he spoke about a vast range of different topics as well. But one of the topics that we find that Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam talked about was the things which are really good in life. Now, it's interesting, but an individual might not really, understand at what angle Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam is coming from. But, regardless, let's go ahead and see what happened in this conversation. One of the companions of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam asked him, what is good in one's life? What is beneficial in one's life? And so Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam replied in this conversation that there is no good in life except for an aware listener and a speaking scholar. What a beautiful concept put forth in this conversation between Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam and his companion. And truly, is an aware listener not one of the good things in life? And likewise, a speaking scholar, is a speaking scholar also not one of the good things in life? So for example, what if we had a scholar who was silent and a listener who was always speaking? Now, of course, if a listener was always speaking, then they would not be able to acquire the necessary knowledge and wisdom which would come towards them, of course, because they're not listening. Rather, they are speaking. And so in this situation, we find that an aware listener, a listener who not only quietly listens, but actively listens, and a listener who is aware, who has a certain level of knowledge and wisdom, so that when he is spoken to, they are able to elevate their ranks of knowledge and wisdom. And so truly, one of the good things in life is an aware listener. And on the other hand, what if we had a scholar who was silent all the time? How could anybody benefit from the knowledge and the wisdom of the scholar if they were to remain silent? Of course, it is a speaking scholar which puts forth and distributes and spreads and promotes the pure Muhammadan Islam, the Islam which is the original Islam. And if this scholar were to remain silent, the teachings of the Holy Prophet and the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt and the message of Allah would never reach the people. And so truly, a speaking scholar is one of the good things in life. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
The aspect of, or I should say, one of the aspects that made the imamah of Imam al-Kadhim, salamullah alayhi, very critical is the conditions that ended up being the conditions of the ummah and the conditions of the movements of the Ahlul Bayt during that period. He knew that if he speaks in this way, one of two things is going to happen. Either people will be rallied up more, they will be encouraged more, there will be more support, and they could overthrow the regime, which of course, based on the data that was available, that wasn't going to happen. Or the government is going to imprison him. That imprisonment was going to cause even more encouragement if in prison the imam stands firm and that news gets out. سلام الله عليه وروحي له الفداء, Imam al-Kadhim, with his imprisonment, the tortures he received, the difficulties he went through in prison, he did things knowing that will end up happening. The things he did, the words he gave, the speeches he gave, the harsh speeches, the travels he made, going and speaking in that way, were going to encourage more and more people to join this movement. And then his imprisonment and standing firm and strong while in prison under torture is going to encourage more people.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.